The Syrian government is under growing pressure from its Arab neighbours to end its violent crackdown against opposition groups. The Arab League is now threatening to impose sanctions and suspend Syria's membership unless Syria can get its house in order. But the threat has brought an angry response in Damascus, where foreign embassies have been attacked by youths. Syria continues to defy calls to take its troops off the streets and stop the violence against its civilians. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
These are some of the biggest protests seen so far in support of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Damascus, waving Syrian flags and posters of the president and denouncing the Arab League threat to suspend Syria's membership. "We're with Dr. Bashar until the end," says this woman, "and we're not going to give up on our cause. We came to make our voices heard," says this man, "and let the Arab League know they are traitors." Some reports, though, say several protesters at the pro-Assad rally were shot dead after they apparently switched side and began chanting slogans against the president. Elsewhere, presidential supporters ran riot, attacking the embassies of countries critical of the Syrian regime. In Damascus, they broke their way into the Saudi and Qatar embassies, breaking windows and ransacking areas inside. In Syria's north, they stormed the consulates of Turkey and France. Arab League members have given Syria till Wednesday to end its relentless crackdown against anti-government protesters or face sanctions from its Arab neighbours and have its membership frozen. The decision was taken in frustration after Syria reportedly agreed to such a deal 2 weeks ago, but then did nothing to remove its troops from the streets. Now, even some within President Bashar al-Assad's own family are demanding he step down from power. He should restore power to the people in order to stop the bloodshed, says the president's uncle, Rifat Assad. If his stepping down leads to stopping the bloodshed, then he must leave power. Despite the big turnout in favour of the president, there are signs that the numbers are slowly turning against him and that opposition groups are taking up arms. They're hoping with more weapons and more soldiers abandoning their posts, they may eventually follow their Libyan comrades and overthrow the government by force. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.
And Arab League foreign ministers will meet in the Moroccan capital on Wednesday to discuss the Syrian crisis.